by the Carolina Chocolate Drops and Hit 'em Up Style and then Political World. There was a whole lot going on in that mix. Behind me right now is David Grisman. This is Wildwood Flower from his Tone Poems album. We're going to be continuing now with some jazz. And then a little later in the set, we'll be hearing more from Professor Dan Dennett's 2009 Harvard Talk on Religion as a Natural Phenomena. He'll be talking about parasitic hijackers and religion. Here now, to start things off, is the Brazilian jazz singer Astrud Gilberto.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumping as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I have spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm a starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when I know spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning day. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well. That it might as well be spring. Spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. That it might as well be spring. Dee dee doo doo. Dee dee doo doo.
Thank you. I love you.
Feeling the way I do, it's hard to keep focus. 1 minute staring at the moon, next into your eyes, it's no surprise that my knees weaken at the lovely words you're speaking. More than diamonds to woo me. La 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 la. It takes more than money to prove me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Feeling the way I do, it's hard to keep focus. 1 minute staring at the moon, next into your eyes. And it's no surprise that my knees did waken from the lovely words you're speaking. La 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 la. It takes more than diamonds to woo me. La 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 la. It takes more than money to move me. La 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 la. It takes more than material things. La 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 la. It takes more than diamonds to move me. La 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 la. It takes more than money to groove me. La 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 la. It takes more get me where I need to go. Don't stop the flow. La 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 la. Woo 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 woo. La 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 la.
Plastic.
こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5 FM。
there are, in fact, a wonderful menagerie, quite wonderfully ingenious and gruesome tales of how these parasites do their work. What we have here, of course, is a hijacker, a parasite that infects the brain and induces suicide on behalf of a cause other than one's own genetic fitness.
Thank you.
I'd like to remind you that the Arabic word Islam means submission. It means surrender of self-interest to the will of Allah. The very name of the religion signifies submission to the will of Allah. But it's not just Islam. Christianity, too, has a similar theme.
Doors asleep, past shadows dark and deep. My mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end. And flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror on my wall casts an image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow. So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Spring is sprung here on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University, home of WMFO in Medford. And we're playing you songs all about springtime and flowers. We began that last set with the Brazilian jazz singer Astrud Gilberto, and It Might As Well Be Spring. And then it was Jill Scott with her Spring Summer Feeling from Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. Next up was Tomoko Tsunazaki with Haru no Umu, Spring Sea. And then we finished off the music in that set with Simon and Garfunkel and Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall. And then we brought the set to an informative close with a public service message from the National Pest Management Association. Our next set is going to be a crazy ambient instrumental spring mix that includes bits and pieces of several movements from Vangelis' incredible Soil Festivities album. So I'm going to intersperse movements from that Vangelis epic with two songs about spring rainstorms that I composed and performed on a modified type of electric guitar that I've been developing. I call it a stereo ultra bass guitar. The key thing is that the three thickest strings go to one channel and the other three go to a different channel. One side's like a slightly distorted bass guitar and the other is an acoustic guitar. One on the left side, one on the right side. And the key thing is there's just one person playing. There's no overdubs. But those six strings are being played like they're really two instruments. Remarkably well synchronized with each other. So here now, we're getting started with, once again, Vangelis Soil Festivities, Movement 3.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With regard to moral questions, I do have something I would like to say about it, because the original reason to start the project, which I had, which was that the Germans were in danger, started me off on a process of action, which was to try to develop this, first the system in Princeton, then at Los Alamos, to try to make the bomb work. All kinds of attempts to redesign, to make it a worse bomb, or whatever, and so on, and all working all this time to see if we could make it go. And so it was a project in which we all worked very, very hard and all cooperating together. And with any project like that, you continue to work trying to get success, having decided to do it. But what I did immorally, I would say, was not to remember the reason that I said I was doing it. So that when the reason changed, which was that Germany was defeated, not the single thought came to my mind at all about that, that that meant now that I have to reconsider why I'm continuing to do this. I simply didn't think, okay? I remember, perhaps I was blinded by my own reaction. It was a very considerable elation and excitement. And there was kind of parties and people got drunk and it would make a tremendously interesting contrast of what was going on in Los Alamos at the same time as what was going on in Hiroshima. I was involved with this happy thing and also drinking and drunk and playing drums, sitting on the hood of the bonnet of a Jeep and playing drums and excitement running all over Los Alamos at the same time as the people were dying and struggling in Hiroshima.
Say, not naming any names or any of that stuff, and with no thought of any ego involvement in this, just something came naturally. But I wonder how many people can come close to even one of these situations. For instance, let us say that I've had quite an association a while back with a 17-year-old a West African Mandingo tribeswoman from Liberia, and wasn't my idea. I mean, I like, certainly wasn't resisting it, but we'd be driving along somewhere and she'd say, "Why do men like to fondle women's breasts?" She'd keep asking questions like that and then hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, "What do you want?" And, "Sister, I've got it. That's what you like, and I'm not resisting it." Anyway, that's the way that went. She was quite a scholar, too. Funny part of it, she got the best marks in her class in high school when I had met her a few months ago, but before then when I was giving a talk at the high school.
What the hell were you thinking?
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Our theme has been Spring Has Sprung. That set you just heard was a remix of several movements of Vangelis' epic Soil Festivities album, which I interspersed with two songs that I composed and performed on a stereo ultra bass guitar, modified electric guitars I've been experimenting with. I titled them First Spring Rainstorm April 17th, 2021, and then another spring rainstorm. Both of those compositions used a Phrygian dominant scale, which I think you could call a more exotic and underappreciated sibling of the more popular major and minor scales. And then we finish things off with the Armenian duduk player Jivan Gasparian and his instrumental song Lovely Spring, mixed on top of that sound collage style were some thoughts from the Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman about his work on the atomic bomb. And right now we're closing things out with Charles Mingus and Lionel Hampton. It might as well be spring. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you. And stay tuned to WMFO in Medford. Coming up next should be Savoir Faire and Songs from the Squid Pod with some of the best music from the 1980s for you.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Sam.